Yeah, what is that, us and them? Why not we? We the people stuff is long gone. But you know what? I forgot to say, you know, and Gary, I hope you're still listening. Because the reason why I got upset over that mentally ill comment is that my best friend's mentally ill. There are millions of people that are mentally ill due to just a lack of any kind of support of humanity in this country for those people.
And a bunch of
They're not the ones that are out there. No. The people that are killing people are people that passed their background checks and are mentally stable. And then somehow down the road, they snap after all this. Or they get called to violence. You know, nobody held Hitler responsible for all the people that he ordered around to do the things they did, right? Oh, not Trumpler, though. And that whole, Jesus, Nazi party, man. Fascists, that's what it is. And the worst part is like the roaring 20s. Here we go again. You know, everybody's feeding the billionaires. Blame inflation, the price of gas, and everything else on Joe Biden. It just happened this week, right? I mean, that's all. This all just started on his watch. I've never been a Joe Biden fan, all right? But I'm never been a fan of ignorance and violence and just stupid stuff. And it's in both parties, sure. Joe Manchin, he's violent. He doesn't care about poor people coming from one of the poorest states because he's got the biggest damn yacht, you know, and he's got a D next to his name. So, and I've already told you, you know, if you believe in the things I do, I'll be in purgatory for 200,000 years dumping coal onto bastards like him. But speaking of bastards, let's go to somebody that isn't one. Wisco Paul. How do you like that?
Well, that was pretty cool. Thanks for taking my call, Pizza Box. The root of the problem is corporate America. I mean, the politicians are owned by them. If you look up the profits of Exxon Mobil and BP and Shell and Chevron, and I probably missed a couple, it's in the billions, not the millions, the billions.
Yes, and so Lindsey Graham just says that, you know, people on Social Security, you know, seniors better get ready for a cut. And people like him might have to pay in more, he said, adds to it. They shouldn't even get anything. That guy should be hanged, man. Oh,
well,
did
I'm
I say
gonna,
that?
Well,
hang on.
I don't want to go quite that far.
Well, no, I mean hang Mike Pence week. Why can't I say that? Everybody else is, right?
Well,
didn't he call for he called for Putin to be assassinated. So I guess, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the Lindsay.
Your radio, sir. Your radio show, Pizza, you can say whatever you want, but Trump needs to go. They need to get loose of the man, or let loose of the man, because he's bad news. But anyway, I get sick of people. And by the way, I think corporate America was involved in J6 also. But hey, environment, Michael. We agree on that anyway.
Hey, you know what? Yes, thanks. And you know what? It's not a conspiracy to be seeking out the truth. It's the covering up that these guys are so good at, right? They have everything. They got all that corporate money to run it 24/7 on every network. And even locally. Sinclair. They control what comes out. They control what goes out on the airwaves and everybody's talking about far left. Well, here's another one for you, Paul. I don't know if you heard, but there's a shortage of tampons. And this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, boy.
She suggested that, you know, this is all because of the transgender men and that there's all kinds of stockpiled tampons in men's bathrooms somewhere. That's not wacko. That's another reason to keep voting Republican, right?
Wow.
That woman's like, absolutely, like, real, and not funny, but, you know, she does this on her podcast and then it's her and some woman that just laugh. I don't hear anybody else. Couple of hens.
Just fine.
Couple of sick hens. No, and I will, like, hey, I will qualify that statement. I don't mean to hang Lindsey Graham.
Okay, thank you, man.
Kind of tied that into what's going on, right?
You're just saying it's
that's what they do. He's calling for, come on, man. I mean, like, you know, I help turtles across the road. You know, I slow down for butterflies and big leaves because you can't tell sometimes.
Yeah. I know you. You're a.
Yeah, I don't even know why that came out that way, but I guess because I was going
to
lead into the hang Mike Pence.
You tried
either way, I'm not apologizing. for Lindsey Graham.
No.
And him trying to hurt old people.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, on the other hand, you got Bernie Sanders and, you know, Elizabeth Warren trying to get it expanded, and they got a way to do it. You got to tax the billionaires. But I'm sure Lindsey Graham isn't for that. He always talks it, never walks it, till he gets home into his closet. Right, Lindsey? What you got in there?
Hey, how much did they find out that...
Which bathroom does he use?
How much did they find out this week that, you know, Trump, like...
Oh, $250 million? Probably more than that, because you got this season coming up, the summer season. Get some of that slave labor made in China stuff going again, too, and get what? That, you know, sending out all those emails and talking about how he's going to, you know, denazify the country, I suppose. He'll start Putin-ing it pretty soon. Doesn't anybody see the correlation between him and Putin? We already know that. Some Republicans like Putin, like Ruski Ron Johnson spending the 4th of July there. Come on, people, wake up.
What a grift.
I'm not the one that's... I got people there, you're nuts. And I'm like, I can't even get mad on Facebook anywhere because it's like, really, dude? I mean, did you... Oh, okay, so you didn't see him beating on cops and stuff? That was just fake, right? Oh, wow. I mean, no, I am surprised that it turned out that way. I thought it was going to be National Guard, and but what am I thinking? It was an insurrection, and Trump was behind it. Of course he was. No, and they're making excuses. Well, he believed that he really won. Okay, so he believed that he really won, so you call for an insurrection? Get mad, man. I'll be down there with you. Sure he will, because, you know, if I'm not there and I don't have the blood spattered on me, then I wasn't there and I didn't... Well, he sat back and enjoyed it. They called for help. We heard McCarthy cussing him off. We saw Pence's daughter showing him the video of Trump talking. And still, you Republicans are going to vote Republican no matter what. And that's your whole party now. Oh, minus Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And need I remind you that everybody in that party was like, okay, with Trump's policy. What are his policies? I remember lies, hatred, racism, violence.
Can you tell people?
What? Don't tell people the truth about COVID. I mean, we saw, all this stuff is on tape. Same with Lindsey Graham. Roll the tape. And you clowns do it every single time. And you got the nerve to think that I'm this far left thing that people need to fear? Man, all we want is justice. You know, prison would be good for these guys. What is that, 3 minutes or 30 seconds?
No, sorry, it's about 3 minutes. Hey, I don't want to take you away from all the politics, but did you have any thoughts on Juneteenth? You want to say anything about that?
I'll be wearing my shirt tomorrow.
All right, good.
And every day is Juneteenth for me. All my children and grandchildren, I mean, they're not white, man. They're beautiful. Not that, you know, white can't be beautiful, because look at me. It's never been about race for me. You know, I see beautiful people all the time. It's usually that smile and that thing in the eyes, and you can see their soul through their eyes, right, George Bush? It's like I can see all the evil. But I don't think George Bush was as evil as he was just really kind of stupid, right? I didn't see him calling for racism, and I don't remember any of that. I know his brother's wife was Latin. And so now I'm getting corrected. All these names that they've started calling BIPOC and Latinx and stuff, I'm not doing that. I'm learning from people that are not white what they'd rather be called and what they go by. And I guess if you're Mexican or you speak Spanish or whatever in South America, that's Latin to me, right? I don't.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Doesn't matter. We're all the same.
Right.
Right. Everybody came from everywhere. I know that I'm like, you know, half Irish, supposedly. Pure Irish on my mom's side, right? Nah, it can't be. There's got to be something there, Norwegian, something German. My dad's like Heinz 57, mostly German. So, yeah, you know, I'm like the guy that doesn't forgive but also never forgets. Maybe, I don't know. Don't forget, are we back on next week? Yeah, we are. It's like 2 more weeks till we're gone, or is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks. And then I got to work, because when they find out that I'm not doing a show, man, they make me work. Thanks, Jason. It's all right, man. Don't forget, Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. Jeffsguitar.com, so you can see all your guitars needs. He's handmade guitars that are very reasonably priced, and a studio. Plus, he gives lessons. I don't know. I think he might even go on the road sometimes. Turn it up. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. You know what? We'll be back next week. Double Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And the Shaw, 5540 AM, 101 FM. Caw-caw! Till next week, man.